Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Danny, you've probably been here. Steve, you may get there, and that is the lovely question from your children. Uh-oh. Are we there yet?
Oh. I'll take that question.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I don't know what other...
The birds and the bees. That's the question I never want to answer.
That's true.
Well, talk to your mother.
Yeah. Where do babies come from, I guess? I mean, you know, hopefully she'll get that done somewhere where you're not in the room. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, well, there's a recent study that was done, and they asked this question. Okay, here's something random. How long do you have to be in the car before you consider it a long car ride?
45 and minutes.
That's not good, man.
If I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You know, for me, I feel like the threshold's about 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's when I start getting a little sleepy. Like, I'm good. I could drive anywhere for like 2 to 3 hours and just be like, I don't even have to take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would go back and forth from Rochester, New York to Boston, and that was about a 7 hour drive. And so anything shorter than that seemed really cool. Yeah. Oh, that's why as soon as the technology was available, I got this big ass, which it was a big ass tube, but portable TV, and I attached the VCR to it and brought all their VCR tapes that they love from home and got the headphones that split. And of course, it's still
high tech.
We're talking like the early 90s.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it still didn't stop the fighting because there's only one TV and, you know, not everybody wanted to watch the same show.
Oh, Joe and Sarah didn't like the exact same things at the exact
really
same
did.
Time. This is all shocking to me.
Yeah, Joe was like, no Barney for this guy. And of course, you know, I couldn't fit two TVs back there. I tried to contemplate it, but it was no way to get it done because they were portable, but they were still huge for a car.
Yeah, they're the ones that kind of like fit in the wedge in between like the driver and the passenger side, like that lump. They would just kind of like have like the little stand, that little curve to it.
Yeah, except I didn't even have that technology then. It was even before they thought of making something that could fit on the lump nicely.
Oh, so it was just kind of teetering?
I had to jerry-rig something. Yeah, it was, you know. I remember Kathy thinking, what the hell is wrong with you? And I said, this is genius. You watch. Everyone's going to have these in the future. I'm just the one that knows we need it now.
One time, Sabrina, a good point. I was literally just thinking this. It's a big difference if you're the driver and the passenger. Driving, I don't care how long it is. Passenger, I don't care either. I just take a nap. For me, driving, it's 3 hours. Passenger, I'm fine for however long. Like, I remember my buddy Dave and I, we went did a wrestling show in Spokane, and he drove, and we didn't even stop for a bathroom break. We did 5 hours straight,
nice.
not even stopping. And when she got there, I was like, wow, that flew by. because I wasn't driving. But like if I was driving, I'd be like around 3 hour mark. I'd be like, I gotta just get out of the car and stand.
Did you nap?
No, that would have been awful if I napped on him the whole time.
Okay, I would have.
No, we'd be. It was just a fun conversation. So as next thing you know, we were there.
Oh wow, that's a pretty good ride. And like you said, a fun conversation for 5 hours. Because if you're with me for 5 hours in a conversation, that ain't fun.
On the flip side, the drive back was torture.
I was going to say, it's always the drive back that's worse, though, because you're going in with like expectations of like, hey, I'm going to wrestle. I'm going to see Lily. So it's like exciting to get there. But then when you're like headed back home, it's like, oh, can this just end already?
And a lot of times we don't stay the night. So we finish up the show and it's like around 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night. It's like time to get back in the car and head home.
Wow. Oh, well, no. Yeah, that's a massively long 5 hours at that point.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, and then, yeah, and then you're trying to stay awake?
Yes.
You know, oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Well, because there'll be like two or three of us, and it's like, well, whoever's passenger, you have to do the guy a solid and stay up and talk.
Yeah.
So I would always try and be like, oh, no, I have short legs. You can sit in the front seat. I don't want to sit in the front. You got longer legs. And the person's like, I'm 5'4". Crap, all right, I got to sit in the front seat and talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's when being tall sucks.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it does, man. Well, you know, and it turns out that 5 hours is not on the list. People are just done at four. So you know what? Steve, you're a marathoner, sir.
Somebody says that someone who drives for a living, 10 hours is my limit.
Dang.
That's the thing. It's people who drive truck or and they're probably listening to us going, 3 hours? That's like the beginning of our day, you idiot.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, 10 hours, man. Wow, that's a lot.
The most I ever did was Albuquerque to Disneyland, which was 11 hours, or just around 11 hours, depending on California traffic. And that was rough. And I was like, no, we're gonna stopping in Kingman, Arizona every single time because there's an In-N-Out Burger and I get to sleep.
Yeah.
I know, congratulations.
The longest in one day, I think a few of us, when our band was playing a show in San Francisco, and we made that whole trip in one day.
From Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh!
I can't remember how long that was. It was maybe 12, 15 hours? I don't remember.
You can Google that on the maps to find out.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Hey, how about Seattle's in the news? Because this 28-year-old dude named Simon Jackson, who was working at a design and engineering firm and wasn't making enough to cover his rent, so he protested his low pay by moving into his cubicle.
Brilliant. I love this guy already. We could do that here. Not a lot of people are working.
Yeah.
We could all set up our own little apartments.
Wow,
I'm watching. Leave me alone. I'm napping.
I'm watching a video of this dude, man, and wow, there he is, just setting it up, getting dressed. This is wild.
If we're making property claims now, I'm going to claim the green room.
I've slept in there more than you have.
Come fight me.
And I thought we were
going to war.
I thought we were just doing cubicles.
Nope.
Oh.
That room has a couch.
It does.
Yeah, it's got everything. Couch. Everything you need. But of course, it doesn't have a kitchen, does it? So you know what? Someone claim the kitchen area quick.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm not taking the kitchen.
I'm claiming the lactation station.
Oh,
there you go. You never know when you're going to need to lactate, Steve.
You don't.
Wow.
And it'll make things awkward when someone comes in there to use it. Mm-hmm. Hey, what? This is my house. I don't come to your house and lactate.
I would love to know what this guy, I mean, like, this is where I want information. Like, you know, how much did he make and how much was his rent? Because
it's Seattle, so his rent was probably like $5,000 a month for like a studio.
And, he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My lease is ending. They're raising the rent. Hadn't found a new apartment. But he did say that, you know, he hated his job. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. It doesn't matter. Which, you know, we're seeing that a lot. More and more people are like, you know what? I can find something else. I don't care.
There's a certain level of freedom in not giving an F.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's a wonderful thing. I remember that myself, Steve. And he was on TikTok and he was like, check out my new apartment. And it shows a man moving all his clothes and belongings into the cubicle while no one's there, put a sleeping bag under his desk. Said there was plenty of space in the office because, you know, many people are still working from home. So your idea is right, Steve. That's what he thought.
But he's got kind of like the cubicles like we have. Like the old cubicles with the super high walls would be a lot easier. But now he's got those ones where, you know, the cubicle next to you could still see you from like basically like the shoulders up.
I hate those cubicles. We have those too. I hate them. There's no privacy.
Especially if you want to move in there.
Yeah, exactly. He got away with this for 4 days.
That's three more days than I thought.
Yeah, but somebody from HR eventually caught wind. I mean, look, as long as somebody's in the office, you know someone's going to go late. What the hell? Are you living here, man?
Well, it probably doesn't help that like the video has gotten like 1.4 million likes on it. So that means it's got even more views because not everyone always clicks the like button. So you got to imagine it's got a couple million views.
So, they were like, look, dude, you need to clear everything out, delete the videos you posted online, or we're going to fire you. And he's like, oh, you know what? I got a better idea. I'll quit, which, of course, is kind of what I think he was thinking. How about this, though? His side hustle is designing and selling rompers for adults, and apparently he's got a lot of potential customers out of this because, like you said, 1.4 million views.
I got to be honest, dude. His rompers are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Like, they're super funky and fun and...
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there he is, just bouncing up and down on his rompers. Yeah, this guy knew exactly what he was doing. Oh, he's got the eggplant. Is that an eggplant romper?
That's an eggplant one.
Wow. Next time we go to the Kraken game, Steve.
Wear an eggplant. I'm thinking about switching my wrestling attire. Just say, you know, screw the spandex. I'm going with eggplant rompers.
There you go.
And that looks like a holiday one I see over there. And I'm sure these are all licensed with the particular companies that he's
totally,
working
on. Are eggplants going to sue him?
No, but I think Skittles might.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
I think Disney might.
What if I did that as my new wrestling attire and I'm like known as the eggplant Steve Miggs? And then and my finisher's the eggplanter.
What are you going to use your groin? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to use your groin to finish him?
It could be like one of like a I could do like a massive atomic drop where I just make him land on my knee.
Or you could use your hose. Boys. Like our new Drew Locke, you could use your hose, your arm.
Oh, okay, yes.
These are all fantastic ideas.
BJ, would you wear a romper?
No.
Never? Not even around the house?
I don't think they're that comfortable. They don't look that comfortable to me.
Really?
Because they're shorts, right? Aren't they shorts and a shirt?
It looks like he's got the hoodie, like pajama-y type ones, like the really soft material for the wintertime. So.
Well, yeah, I like a separate pants and separate top. That doesn't mean I don't like the material, but yeah, I don't think I'll be rompering around anytime.
Honestly,
but you know what? Congratulations, you guys. You romp around, have a great time, and help this guy's side hustle.
The one Vicky was just showing BJ, it was pandas, but for a second I thought it was snowmen. And I was like, Vicky.
How dare you troll BJ with
gonna
that?
You're going to give him such a complex.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't need this. But you know what? This is not for my generation. That's the problem.
What about we get like BJ and Migs rompers?
Yes.
Would you wear
it
then?
So what part of when I said I don't want to wear a romper would make you think that I would want to sell rompers?
Well, to be honest, no, none of that part, I guess.
Okay, good. Yeah. As long as we're all right. So then it seems like a great idea.
Well,
perfect.
He's selling them between $100 and $150, so I mean,
I'll sell anything. I'll sell anything. What's the margin? I need to know what it costs to make one of these things. Let me get Mr. Wonderful on the phone. Yeah. Let's Shark Tank this.
I might have to hard pass on that. I'm not dropping $100 on a romper.
Oh, you're not going to do that? Why?
No.
It's a side hustle. He needs a place to live.
Someone says, I basically live at the shop I work at during the week. Home is over an hour drive away, and I just don't have gas money to make it there and back every day. So I sleep on the couch in the office, make breakfast in the break room every morning. My boss was actually the one who suggested it a couple of months ago when he heard that I was going to sleep in my car because I was too tired to drive at home that night.
I know that. I mean, I feel like, a lot of, I don't think it's legal for zoning issues, but I mean, obviously, you know, who's going to tell anybody? So it's nice that the boss lets him do it. But I do believe, like, because people would like to want to sleep in their offices. They go, look, I'm renting this space as my office. Why can't I also live here? But a lot of buildings have a rule against that.
I've done that a couple times here where I slept here. Back in the old office when we had our own, like, door and that pull-out couch. Like, it was like a super small pull-out couch bed, if you even want to call it that. But
it was basically a padding.
It was just padding that folded out to be padding on the floor that was long enough for you to sleep on.
But it worked.
But it worked great.
Yeah. It's a good crash. It was a good crash idea.
Yeah, there's a couple instances where it was just like, okay, this late night, you know, whatever, concert event, and it's just like it made more sense just to stay here.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, if you can, it's always good to live close to work if you can. I mean, not everybody can do it. especially now, because just it's insane. If you work near a big city, which is usually what happens, then you're going to pay big city prices if you live anywhere near there.
What's the going rate for a one bedroom apartment in Seattle?
Oh, I got to see at least in Seattle. I got to go $3,000.
No,
if you want a decent place, one bedroom.
My cousin lived in South Lake Union, and he was paying I think it was $2,280 a month
for a one bedroom.
How long ago was that?
That a year ago, not even.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, that's better than I thought.
I mean, you could.
But I want to stay in elegant South Lake Union. But I just saw a website that said, "Here, live in elegant South Lake Union." I'm like, I don't remember being all that elegant.
Now it is.
I gotta know, it's because all those Amazonians.
Square footage is also big too, Danny. I mean, even though you have a one bedroom, it really depends. Like, you know, what's the rest of the living space? But
yeah. I mean, I think you can find stuff. I mean, but I think you're going to be paying between like $25,000 and $3,000 probably now.
That's just nuts.
That's crazy.
If it really is.
If you dip out a few miles, okay, maybe a lot, but still, like, go to, like, South End or even North End, like, you could get a house for that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, for that kind of payment.
Insanity.
But, you know, you've got a commute that's a pain in the ass if you're going to South End, North End.
I guess you have to, nowadays, especially with gas prices, I mean, it's probably cheaper to live in Seattle, even if you're paying, like, $1,000 more a month than you would if you were living in, you know, a Federal Way.
But everybody started working from home and everyone's like, okay, well, if I don't have to live in the city anymore, I'm just going to move north or south. So all those prices went up like crazy the last couple of years. So kind of balances out. So I'm kind of hoping things get a little cheaper.
Oh, man. So now it tells you that you can't go anywhere. Now everything's expensive. Okay.
Yeah, just stay in your cubicle.
All right. That's a good idea. I'm going to be a cubicle guy is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. It's around a couple thousand there, like 2,500, like what Danny was saying.
That's a lot of dough. I mean, you think about $2,500 a month, and then you go, okay, you know, what is that a year? As my brain is going to try to figure that out, and it can't.
Don't ask me.
It's $10,000 every 4 months. So what's that? $30,000? Am I doing my brain right on that? Is that $30,000 a year that you're paying for an apartment?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
If it's $2,500 a month, yes.
Think about that. $30,000 a year. That's just what you pay. Then think about the fact that if you get a job that pays you $50,000 a year, what are you getting, $35,000 net? I mean, he has a point. How can you live off of that?
You can't.
You really can't.
My favorite part is the banks that tell you that you can't buy a house, but you can live to pay somebody else's mortgage by renting it with that kind of salary.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing some of these listings, but it's like $1,500 for some of them that are like a studio, like $1,200.
Yeah.
More of them are around like $1,000, but that's just insanity.
Or the micro apartments. Those are big. And I've seen
those are without bathrooms, right?
I don't know if they're.
It's like a shared bathroom?
No. I think they might have a bathroom, but it's like you're living in workspace or you're living in sleep space is like exactly the same. They have like the high rise bed and weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. And think about the fact: what if you come out
in a dorm?
I know.
Yeah. What if you come out with college debt? You know, I mean, what can you hope to make per year? And then you've got your college debt. You've got if you're trying to live in a decent place, a one bedroom apartment that's costing you $30,000 a year. You've maybe gone in what you've got between $50,000 and $100,000 in student loans, and then you know your entry level. Maybe you're lucky you make $60,000 to $75,000 a year. Maybe you're lucky unless you're a tech genius and you. But even still, if you make six figures, it's not like you can save $1,000,000,000 like you're supposed to as a young person and get that compound interest.
Yeah,
it's a beating. Which
what is saving money? Who does that?
I know. You know, we have Todd Peach on all the time for BECU, and he's like, "Well, what I'd like to see you do emergency fund. Don't you understand, dude? My home is the emergency fund. It's like every day is an emergency just to pay for this place.
Every day is an emergency."
Yeah, so Simon Jackson making a cubicle his home. Good job, buddy. I think you did a great job. And pay $150 for his eggplant romper. You'll be happy.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.